This is Dakota Datebook for July 22nd. The Missouri River, the longest river in North America, begins its journey at Three Forks, Montana. It travels 2,341 miles before joining the Mississippi River just north of St. Louis. For 390 of those miles, it winds through North Dakota. It is a literal force of nature and such a major presence in the state that it's been called one of the defining attributes of North Dakota's landscape. The Missouri River plays an essential role in virtually every aspect of North Dakota life, from the economy and the environment to recreation and agriculture. On this date in 2025, North Dakota celebrated the first Missouri River Appreciation Day, as proclaimed by Governor Armstrong. The proclamation was intended to highlight the river's contributions to the state. It also encouraged a commitment to protecting and managing it wisely for the benefit of current and future generations. The proclamation notes that the river has played an important role in the history, culture, and economy of the state, serving as a waterway for indigenous tribes as well as explorers. It states, "The Missouri River continues to serve as a crucial source of fresh water for North Dakotans, supporting agriculture, industry, and the livelihoods of many, and thus remains a key natural resource deserving of recognition and protection." The governor concludes the proclamation by saying, "Missouri River Day provides an opportunity for North Dakotans to come together to celebrate the river, engage in environmental education and river cleanup activities, and reflect on the importance of this waterway in shaping the state's past, present, and future." There's no doubt that the Missouri, known somewhat derisively as the Big Muddy, can be annoying. It routinely floods every 10 to 20 years. In 2019, flooding caused extensive damage. Nearly 14 million people were affected, and residents along the river received more than $93 million in federal funding to aid recovery efforts. At those times, it's difficult to feel much affection for the river. The governor hopes that on Missouri River Appreciation Day, North Dakotans will put hard feelings aside and reflect on how much good that waterway does for the state. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by the Study ND, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.